Open your mouth and pray in the Holy Ghost. Open your mouth and pray in the Spirit. As the Holy Ghost to take over. As the Holy Spirit to take over. Holy Spirit, take over.
Take over.
Take over me. Take over me. Take over this section. In the name of Jesus Christ. It's the segment of work chart. I'm going to pray finally. Lord, as I hear your word, add something fresh to my life. Open your mouth and make that a prayer. Father, as I hear your word, let there be an addition, a multiplication in my life. May I not just be the hearer of the word alone, but the doer of the word. When the farmer went to sow a seed, some fell on the roadside, some fell on the rocky soil, some fell among thorns, but the one that fell on the fertile soil, it produced 30, 60, 100 times that have been planted. Lord, let the seed of this word fall on the fertile ground this evening. Let the heart of your people be a fertile land. Let the seed of the kingdom that will be sown, we produce bountiful harvest. I resist the spirit and the heart of the footpath, the heart of tongues, the heart of the stoning. For the entrance of your word, given light and understanding to the simple. It's not my word like as a fire and like a hammer that smashes the rock in pieces. Let your word that is a fire burn off every chaff. Let your word that is a hammer break every rock in our life. The word of God is living and powerful, piercing even to the dividing of the soul and the spirit, the bone and the marrow, and the thought and the intent of the heart. Let not your word penetrate. Let that life give the word. Jesus said, the word I speak unto you, there are spirits, there are new man, and they are so way. Let that word come. Let that word come. Let the heavens be open. Let the express word come. That word that you will run with. And you may not suffer. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Thank you for this great privilege you have given to me, Lord, to stand and to minister in the world before this great people. It's not a right, it's a privilege. I return all the glory to you in the name of Jesus. And Holy Spirit, take over. Glorify Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Come on, put your hands together for Jesus. If that hand is for Jesus, you will look it better as you get seated. I want to sincerely appreciate our Father in the house, our resident pastor, for giving me this privilege to take this segment of World Church. Daddy, I appreciate. Please celebrate grace in the house. Put your hands together for our daddy. Hallelujah. Behind or beside every successful man, there is a praying woman. Our mommy is in the house. Please celebrate our mama. Is that the way we celebrate this? And why not? You are special. Please celebrate yourself. Celebrate yourself. I welcome you all in the name of Jesus. Let's rush to the scripture. Break your Bible to Genesis chapter 32 quickly. Genesis 32. Reading from verse 22 down. Genesis chapter 32. And in verse 22 down. And he arose, speaking about Jacob. And he arose up that night. Somebody said that night. And took his two wives and his two women servants and his 11 sons and passed over the ford Jabbok. I prophesy what the Lord is going to be doing in our midst and in our life, He will carry our family along in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that your family will not be exempted in what the Lord is doing here. Just like Jacob went to his entire family, as God is doing something in your life, your family will not be left behind in the name of Jesus. And he took them and sent them over to the book and sent over that he had. The emphasis, and Jacob was left alone. And they rescued the man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he prevailed not against him. I see somebody prevailing over every circumstances, over every situation that have been dealt to before now. I see that mountain for overcoming, for victory, resting upon us in the name of Jesus Christ. And the angel could not prevail, so Jacob prevailed. I see you prevailing in the name of Jesus. He prevailed not against him. He touched the hollow of his thigh. And the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he rested with him. And he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. And he said unto him, what is thy name? And he said, Jacob. And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince, thou hast power with God and with men, and hast prevailed. I see us prevailing once again. Somebody, God is about to place in the place of spiritual authority and power. Where what used to conquer you, what used to overcome you, we leave this mountain, this camp, to go and conquer them in the name of Jesus. Your man is still paralyzed. I say you are leaving this mountain after this campaign. That thing that was a challenge to you before, that thing where there was a battle in your life, you are leaving here with a mantle to go and conquer in the name of Jesus. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in the name of Jesus. Quickly, I want to charge us on a message titled Prevailing Prayer. Prevailing Prayer. This story we read, we are all familiar with it. Apart from the physical scenario, the spiritual implication of this story is all about the prayer and the result. Hallelujah. It was after this encounter that Jacob had that his destiny opened up. He entered into the fullness of God's plan for his life. There was little result around, but it was after this encounter that his destiny really opened up. That is to say, it is possible for you to have been serving God with a little result, but you have not yet entered into the fullness of God's plan for your life. But after this camping, God is ushering somebody into his destiny in the name of Jesus. I say God is going to open up to you the potency of your destiny, and you begin to operate in the name of Jesus. If this was when the destiny of Jacob eventually opened, there are certain things you need to know. Three things to note from this passage. Three things you need to note. Number one, light season is a crucial season when lives and destiny are decided for good or bad. Light season is a crucial season when lives and destinies are decided whether for good or for bad. In verse 22, where we read, the Bible says it was by night that Jacob took his wives, his women servants, and everything he had, and crossed to the other side. Why was it in the night? Because of the how crucial the night season is. Do you remember the book of Daniel chapter 2? It was in the night season that Daniel and his friend decided their destiny. Because the king had had a dream, and he said, somebody among my administrators should interpret the dream. Tell the dream first, interpret it, or else we all be dead. So if not because of the maximization of the night season that Daniel and his friend in the place of prayer got what the dream is, God interpretation, their lives would have been wasted. There are many people today, the life they are living in the physical, things not working for them. It was in the night season that it was decided. In Matthew chapter 13 verse 25, the Bible says, when the farmers went to sleep, the enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat. How do you maximize your night season? Are you a man? Are you a woman of the night season? We live in a generation where many believers, that I wonder, they will sleep for night, not waking up all through the night till daybreak. It is an error. I come to charge you tonight or this evening that from this day, if it is not your custom, begin to maximize the night season. There are two things I discovered about the night season. Number one, the night is longer than the day. The night is longer than the day. I'm talking about in the realm of the spirit. That is why you will sleep, you will see yourself in this place so many things in just one night, because in the realm of the spirit, the night is longer than the day. And secondly, it is in the night season that power changes hands. Anything you want to become tangible in life, it can be decided in the night. It was in the night season that Jacob took his sons and his daughters and his wife and crossed to the other side. It was even in the night that he was left alone and had that encounter. Tell your neighbor, maximize the night season. Please, there is no time. Number two, things you need to do. You will never experience deep encounters and major breakthrough until you separate yourself from certain people or things. There are deep encounters with divinity and major breakthroughs in life that you will never experience until you separate yourself from certain people and certain things. Time will not fail me. It can even be your own family. Like we being here is a separation already. You have left your family, left your comfort zone to be here. It's a separation. The Bible says in verse 25 that Jacob separated himself. He took the family from the onset, but he came to a point, he said, no, I can't be the level I want to go now. The level of encounter and breakthrough and trusting God for, because he was about to meet with his elder brother, his destiny was about to either be mad or be made. So he said, at this point, you have to wait behind. Let me go alone. Do you remember Abraham in Genesis 22? He took the servant and the son, but they came to a point, he told the servant, wait here, let I and the lad go beyond that and worship. If you must experience major breakthrough in life and deep encounters, you need to be separated. Check your friends. There are friends you need to separate yourself from. Not only people, there are things you need to separate yourself. Even from can be a distraction. Anything that has the ability to take God's place in your life becomes an idol. There are many idols we need to let go today. During this camp, there are things you need to let go that is an idol, that is a weight. In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1, it says, since we are compassed with so a great crowd of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight. Every weight that the sin that easily besets you. There are things that are weight that you need to drop at the cost of this camping. For you to experience major encounters and major breakthrough, if your destiny must open up, you must separate yourself. That was the technology that Jesus understood. That after the public ministry, he will always separate himself and be alone with God. And Father, the Lord sang the song. He said, time alone with you is more precious than silver, more costly than gold. Separate yourself. Think about the people that you know that are not making you to push to get into certain realms in the kingdom, certain things that you are supposed to assess. Check the people, check the things. Tell your neighbor, separate yourself. Tell your neighbor, separate yourself. Number three, to become all that God wants you to be in life and destiny, you must deal with your negative foundation. That God wants you to be in life and destiny, you must deal with your negative foundation. As I told us earlier, before now, Jacob had little results, but there was a better plan that God had for him. But for him to enter into that plan that God had for him in his fullness, he needed to deal with his negative foundation. What was the negative foundation? The name that he bore. The angel asked him, what is your name? He said, my name is Jacob. What is the meaning of Jacob? A supplanter, a deceiver. Before now, right from his childhood, there was a negative foundation that fought him, his name. But that day, that name was dealt with. The name was changed from Jacob to Israel, and his destiny opened up. There are certain things that followed you from the womb. There are certain things that are connected to your family bloodline that you need to deal with if you must step into the fullness of God's plan for your life. Foundation are dealt with so many people today. May them not to enter into where God wants them to be. It may be your physical name. It may be a family blood pattern. If you go to some family, there are parts. Time will not permit us. God is going to deal with every negative pattern in your life that is hindering you not to enter into the fullness of God's plan for your life in the name of Jesus. What is prevailing prayer? What is prevailing prayer? The topic is prevailing prayer. What is prevailing prayer? Revelationally, number one, prevailing prayer is a destiny warfare and breakthrough prayers. A destiny warfare and breakthrough prayers. In that place where we read in Genesis, let me paraphrase because of time. The Bible says that Jacob was left alone and the rest stood a man with him. It was a physical battle, but revelationally speaking, if you must see certain results, if you must enter into the fullness of God's plan for your life, you need to war in the place of prayer. For Jacob, it was a physical battle, but you need to war in the spirit. You know, the Bible said the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. We are not fighting human beings. You see, our battles is against principalities and power. Rulers of darkness of this spiritual host of wickedness in the heavenly places that don't want you to enter into the fullness of God's plan for your life. So you need to work in the place of prayer. When you take your place in the prayer and you say, I must not end up like my father. My day should be different from that of my father, that of my elder ones, that of my siblings, that are the people around me, my generation. Every power fighting it from my foundation, fighting it from the witchcraft cover, fighting it from the marine kingdom, and you are praying and worrying in the spirit. That is what prevailing prayer is. We are going to be praying more warfare prayer. I don't know the battles, I don't know the enemies that are after your life, but after today you are going to break through in the name of Jesus Christ. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not walk after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imagination and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Every enemy that have hit up or fought you before now, you are going to break through in the name of Jesus. It's a warfare prayer. Remember Jabez in 1 Chronicles chapter 4 verse 10. Jabez have to take it by force in the place of prayer. He said, my name has affected my life and destiny for long, but I refuse to end like this. And he took his place and he said, oh, that thou displaced me. He began to fight. There is a negative foundation from the name that the mother gave to him. He attacked it in the place of prayer and he prevailed. What about Hannah? Hannah wore it in Shiloh. He said, enough is enough for my fellow woman to be laughing at me that is loved by my husband. And she took her place in the place of prayer in warfare and she prevailed. I see somebody prevailing in the name of Jesus. Number two, prayer. Prevailing prayer is a persistent and result producing prayer. Persistence, the key word is persistence. You keep on. In Matthew chapter 7 verse 7, if you read it from the Amplified Version, it did not say, ask and it shall be given. If you read it according to Amplified, it says, ask and keep on asking and you will receive. Seek and keep on seeking. Knock and keep on knocking. So it is a present continuous tense. It's not something you do today and you stop tomorrow. In Luke chapter 17 verse 1, Jesus said, men ought always to pray and not to faint. In Ephesians chapter 6 and in verse 8, he said, praying always. In Colossians chapter 4 verse 2, he said, continue in prayer. 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 17, he said, pray without ceasing. Many Christians today are too quick to give up in the place of prayer. Do you remember the widow when Jesus was teaching persistence in prayer? He said, a woman keep on coming to the church. coming to the door. Even though the door did not respond to her, she kept on coming. And the woman said, this woman, if I don't attend to her, she will weary me. And God and the judge attended to her. And Jesus said, how much more your father? If this wicked judge, because of the persistency of the woman, could grant her justice, how much more your father? Grant those who day and night, persistent and result producing prayer. Jacob persisted. His honor this time was removed. It was enough for him to give up. But he said, I will not give up. The angel said, let me go for the day break it. But he said, I will not let you go unless thou bless me. How many of us that will say, I will not give up? Even though I've not seen results yet, even though I've not seen testimony yet, I will keep on praying. I will keep on praying. In the midnight, you are all praying. In the morning, you are there praying. You come to the church, you are praying. You keep on praying until the result happens. That is prevailing prayer. I see somebody result is about to embarrass you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Finally, number three, prevailing prayer is a life transforming and destiny enhancing prayer. Life transforming. The life of Jacob changed forever in the place of prayer. The first transformation he experienced was his time being out of church. That was transformation. Revelationally speaking, there are certain things that need to be out of your life. You know, when Jesus went to the mountain in Matthew chapter 17, the Bible says he was transfigured. That is what prevailing prayer does. When you are somebody that is persistent in prayer, God, first of all, changes you before he changes the situation. Hallelujah. God will first of all change you in the place of prayer before he begins to attend to the physical things, the needs, the things you are crying for him to hear from. Prevailing prayer is a prayer that Jesus prayed in Gethsemane. He prayed and prayed until his sweat became blood. His life was transformed in the place of prayer. There are things that need to be out of joint for you. It is a destiny enhancing prayer, because after that encounter, the life of Jacob was enhanced. He became a priest that had power with God in men. I encourage you, I charge you to go beyond just praying to prevailing prayer. Where you will not give up, you remain at the altar of prayer. You will keep praying until there is result, until your destiny change. But I believe that after this encounter of these 3 days, your destiny will be enhanced in the name of Jesus. My time is up. Finally, benefits of prevailing prayer. What are the benefits? This is the last subtopic as we begin to pray. Benefits of prevailing prayer. Number one, it places you in the place of spiritual authority and power. The angel told you, from today, you have now become a priest. There was no way in scripture where Jacob physically, in fact, from the problem that has anything to do with royalty. But talking about him being a priest is a spiritual matter. Hallelujah. There is a spiritual authority and power that you command if you are a man, a woman of the prevailing prayer. God rests on authority and a power on you to confirm that indeed this one has paid the price. I see us walking in authority and power. They are not saying amen. You will become a major voice. That is what the Holy Ghost told me when I was preparing this message. He said he's going to make out voices from this camp. As you live here, you become a voice in your family. You become a voice in your generation. You become a voice around the people in the name of Jesus. Amen. He said you will become a generational blessing. Finally, what are the benefits of prevailing prayer? It makes you find favor before God and men. I told him, as a priest that had power with God and with men. That word power there is favor. In Luke chapter 2 verse 52, the Bible says, and Jesus increased both in wisdom and in stature, and in favor with God and men. God places you where you have favor with God. What does it mean to have favor with God? When you pray, he answers you speedily. When you go into anything, his presence backs you up. You just enjoy certain things that other people are not privileged to enjoy in the kingdom. That is favor with God. By talking about favor with men, you just go into places like Esther, and people just love you and bless you. You just enjoy favor. supernaturally. That will be our portion in the name of Jesus. Amen. Are you blessed? Drop on your feet and begin to appreciate God for His word. Prevailing prayer. Prevailing prayer. Lift up your voice and begin to pray in the spirit. Lord, I am tired of this telescope. I am tired of this level of praying. Move me from the realm of praying to prevailing prayer, to persistency in prayer. Lift up your voice and appreciate God first of all for the spoke for His word you have heard. Go ahead and appreciate it. Father, we thank you. Masoko belete banakwa. Neberedon subaka baramata. Are you praying at all? If you have had something, this evening, just go ahead and thank Him. Matosko belekora. In the name of Jesus. We're going to rush through the points with you in the place of prayer. The night season. We're going to be praying for grace for midnight prayer. Grace for midnight prayer. Lord, I want to begin to maximize my night season. And for those of you that are used to the night like some of us, more grace is going to come upon you to carry more. Maybe it is only 1 hour you used to stand up in the night to pray or 2 hours. But after this prayer, you will stand and carry more in the place of prayer. Lift up your hands and say, Father, I'm not hearing you now. Say, Father, baptize me with the grace for midnight prayer. Help me to maximize my night season. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray, 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 pray. That grace that was upon Daniel, that grace that was upon Jacob, that made them maximize night season, that grace that was upon our Lord Jesus Christ. He was a man of the night. Lord, make me a man, a woman of the night. May I begin to maximize, cause every spirit of sleeping and slumping that make it to be weak to wake up to pray. Father, and let that spirit catch fire. In the name of Jesus, this night will be deciding our destiny here. You will never experience deep encounters and major breakthrough until you separate yourself. In the Matthew 9:2, the Bible says the seed of Israel then separated themselves from all strangers. I'm going to pray. Paul said, come out from among them and be a separate. I'm going to pray, Lord, separate me from anyone and anything that keep me from you, that makes me want to assess you more. Say, Father, every distraction, every weight in my life, separate me from them. Any man, any woman, any boy, any girl in my life, I need to lift me. For me to experience more of you. For me to know you more. Separate me. Open your mouth and pray. Until Abraham separated himself from Saul, he never had the voice of God. Hear what the Holy Ghost is saying to me right now. Please, as you leave this camp, some of you are going to experience a mysterious separation from certain relationship. Please do not be heartbroken. It is orchestrated by God. God is going to be putting a separation between you and certain relationship. It may be with the same sex or opposite sex, but God is going to be doing a separation. For some of you, it may be hot, but please bear it because God is the one at work. I see God separating in the name of Jesus. You are going to be dealing with your foundation now. The foundation of Jacob was what affected his life and destiny. In Psalm chapter 11 verse 2, he said, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous God. Lift up your hands and say, Father, every negative foundation fighting my life, fighting my destiny, that follow me.